Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whether you're startup or growing or getting rid of your business, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Silberman. He's the founder and the president of Leadership Communication. He's the guy, his organization is the one that helps people just like yours. If you get into trouble, you get into debt issues that you can't get out of, you're having trouble getting out of, he's the kind of a company, his people are the kind of folks you turn to hold your hand, to walk you through so you don't lose everything, maybe even get out where everybody is very happy. Jerry, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for staying with us. Give us the website again, please.
Well, the website, my website is corporateturnaround.com. You can always go there for information on my company. But the website website that we're giving away today, just for your listeners, is special. It's a beta test for a new software application we have that you can see the start-to-finish stories of companies that have gone through serious financial problems, serious financial and personal problems, and that is department.com. CTITDEPT.com. But I have to tell you one more thing. You need Google Chrome in order to run it. It won't run on anything else now. Like I said, it's in the beta stages. So you need Google Chrome in order to run it. But anybody can download that for free.
Check that out, folks. This is a brand new thing that nobody else has. And then the regular website is corporateturnaround.com.
That's correct.
All right, so check that out. And now, let's talk about how to help people get their business credit, the business debt back into shape and improve their cash flow. Can you do that?
Yeah, improving your cash flow, I can help your listeners wonderfully, whether they use my company or not. Every company virtually has loans and leases. And what happens is when your cash flow is tight, it's hard to pay everyone. But, you know, instead of borrowing more money, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul and putting yourself deeper and deeper in debt, the idea is maybe you can renegotiate your leases and loans, even if they are secured. The beautiful thing is because the economy has gone bad over the years, creditors are more likely to work with you than they ever have been before. So let's say you have a loan for a piece of equipment and you're paying $10,000 a month. It would be incredible for your cash flow if you could pay $7,000 a month. I mean, that's like $3,000 a month found. And you don't have to worry about paying that till the end of the lease. You just make more payments in the end. So it's a wonderful way to improve your cash flow if you know how to negotiate.
You
got to
get the other side's attention, though, don't you?
What's that?
If you're going to pull this off, if they're going to negotiate with you, you first have to get their attention, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right, and there's a couple of ways to do that. One is the nice guy approach and saying, hey, I'd like to renegotiate my terms and pay it off over time. And they may not be opposed to that because they're going to make more in interest over time. They're just extending the length. On the other hand, they may not be willing to, depending on your current financial situation, they may not be willing to pay ball with you at all. One of the ways you can get their attention, Jim, is to stop paying.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting that anyone does that. However, in certain situations, if you do want to renegotiate and your cash flow is tight and you stop paying these creditors, all of a sudden you will get their attention.
What about,
and they would be more likely to work with you.
Yeah. Do you ever go to a creditor in advance of a default and say, in other words, sometimes, you know, one of the things I recommend small business owners do is put together a 12-month cash flow statement and the months that they're going to be short on cash, talk to their banker and say, okay, in about 4 months, I'm going to need a couple of $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever, and then I'm going to pay you back the next month, and show them. Do you ever recommend going to a creditor like that and saying, you know, our landlord or whatever, and say, look, here's my cash flow situation. Here's where I'm going to be slow, and here's where I'm going to get it fixed. What do you think?
There's a big danger with that. Now what you're doing is telling them that you're having more of a financial problem than you've had before. And if you're the creditor, you want to stay away from that person.
But if you're already, but if they've already made the loan, they've already signed the lease, etc. You're saying that they'd be preparing for the default.
Well, it depends whether it's a secured debt or not.
Uh-huh.
Certainly, if it's a secured debt, they have a lot more leverage
right.
than if the debt is unsecured. So you really have to be careful, especially with secured debt
right.
more than unsecured
and this, so
debt.
Folks, this is the kind of advice you need from a guy like Jerry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'm serious.
You,
I mean,
it's very difficult.
I had never done that before, and I was just thinking, okay, would that work? You know, and
it's not, honestly, right off the bat. In general, it's not a strategy that I would suggest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The reason is because you've got to play hardball. Creditors
mm-hmm.
are not there. Creditors are in business. Lenders are in business for one
so
reason,
you're
to
saying
loan you money and to collect it.
You're saying creditors don't always see the human side of business debt? Is that what you're saying?
Now you're a comedian. Now it's
yeah.
a comedy show.
So, hey, give us the website again, Jerry.
It's corporateturnaround.com, but
corporate
the special website is CTITDept.com.
CTITDept.com. Folks, check
it
out. Use Google Chrome, and you can find the app there that he's got. Thanks again, Jerry, for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure.
Jerry Silberman will be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.